Lesson 11. John Blake went to a museum. He wanted to get a job there. While he was in the museum, he was accused of stealing a pendant. Later, the police let him go. John and his friend, Mary Green, decided to find the pendant and its thief. But how? A newspaper reporter advised them to go to Anthony Fawcett, a collector of old things. They took his advice and drove to Anthony Fawcett's house. All the way, a red sports car followed them. Then suddenly it passed them, turned back, and drove straight at them. They were terribly frightened when they saw the car coming at them.
It's cold.
You are afraid of water?
I'm not afraid of water.
Then let's give it a try.
Oh, no, please.
Why are you so frightened? You just said you're not afraid of water.
But I can't swim. Of course I'm frightened. I'm frightened because I can't swim. Help! Help!
You said that Mary and John were also terribly frightened. But why?
Why? Wouldn't you be frightened if a car drove straight at you?
I must admit I would. And what did they do?
Well, John didn't want to go on. He didn't want to go to Anthony Fawcett. Let's go home, he said. He wanted to turn back. It's late. It's getting dark. And cold, he told Mary. But Mary put her foot down.
As women usually do.
Well, I think it's better if we listen to the story.
It's coming straight at us.
John!
It's coming into us!
No, John! It's coming at us!
Are you all right?
Am I? Yes. Yes, I'm all right. Are you?
Yes.
He drove his car at us.
Yes. Straight at us.
But why? Why did he do that?
Because we annoyed him.
We annoyed him? You mean he annoyed us?
We annoyed him first. He was following us. Then we stopped.
Yes, yes. We stopped and he passed us.
So he was annoyed?
Because he passed us.
That's right. Because we were hiding. So he drove his car at us. Oh. Were you frightened?
Were you frightened?
Huh. Yes, I was. I was frightened. Let's go home.
Go home?
It's late.
Yes, I know it's late, but...
And it's getting dark.
I know it's getting dark, but...
And cold.
Yes, I know it's getting cold, too. You were frightened, weren't you?
Yes. Let's go home. It's late, it's dark, it's cold, and we're both frightened. Let's go home now.
No, we'll have to go on.
Go on?
Yes. We're going on.
They came to Anthony Fawcett's house. It was very old and it was lonely. There were no other houses near it. It was lonely. There was a mysterious garden around it.
There's the house.
Yes, there it is. Anthony Fawcett's house. It's an old house.
It is an old house. It's lonely too. It's old and it's lonely.
Ooh. Come on.
Come on.
Let's walk to it. We can leave the car here.
All right. Let's walk to it. I'm not afraid of any old house. Come on.
Oh, I'm coming. Look. Look there.
At that car?
Yes. It's a sports car.
A red sports car. John, it's...
What are you doing here?
Oh. Good evening.
What are you doing?
We were looking at this car.
They were looking at the sports car when a man spoke to them. What are you doing here? He asked. Who was this man? Was he the driver of the sports car, or was he Anthony Fawcett, or perhaps both?
Don't be so mysterious. Tell me, who was this man?
You will have to wait and see. But first, you have to... exercise your English. Exercise 1. Our first exercise, listeners, will be very easy. Listen to the example.
We annoyed him.
He annoyed us first.
Listen, speak, listen.
We annoyed him.
He annoyed us first.
He threatened them.
They threatened him first.
We surprised them.
They surprised us first.
He frightened us.
We frightened him first.
He hurt you.
I hurt him first.
They accused her.
She accused them first.
She followed him.
He followed her first.
They recognized her.
She recognized them first.
Exercise 2.
Listen to the example.
We annoyed him.
You mean he was annoyed?
Listen, speak, listen.
We annoyed him.
You mean he was annoyed?
We surprised her.
You mean she was surprised?
We hurt them.
You mean they were hurt?
They frightened me.
You mean you were frightened?
Somebody followed her.
You mean she was followed?
They worried me.
You mean you were worried?
He overheard us.
You mean we were overheard?
The police caught them.
You mean they were caught?
Exercise 3. Listen to the example.
I'm annoyed.
I'm annoyed too.
They are both annoyed. Listen, speak, listen.
I'm annoyed.
I'm annoyed too.
They are both annoyed.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised too.
They are both surprised.
I'm worried.
I'm worried too.
They are both worried.
I'm frightened.
I'm frightened too.
They are both frightened.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
They are both excited.
I'm hurt.
I'm hurt too.
They are both hurt.
I'm late.
I'm late too.
They are both late.
I'm cold.
I'm cold too.
They are both cold. Exercise 4. Listen to the example.
It's an old house.
Yes, it's pretty old.
You use the word pretty in the meaning of rather, quite, very. Listen, speak, listen.
It's an old house.
Yes, it's pretty old.
It's a good play.
Yes, it's pretty good.
It's an expensive hobby.
Yes, it's pretty expensive.
It's a long book.
Yes, it's pretty long.
It's a dull exercise.
Yes, it's pretty dull.
Exercise 5. Listen to the example.
Are we going on?
We'll have to go on.
Listen, speak, listen.
Are we going on?
We'll have to go on.
Are they leaving?
They'll have to leave.
Are we taking a taxi?
We'll have to take a taxi.
Are we going to the doctor?
We'll have to go to the doctor.
Are you selling your car?
I'll have to sell my car.
Are we inviting them?
We'll have to invite them.
Are they coming soon?
They'll have to come soon.
Exercise 6. Join the two sentences. Listen to the example.
They were frightened. They wanted to go home.
They were so frightened that they wanted to go home.
Listen, speak, listen.
They were frightened. They wanted to go home.
They were so frightened that they wanted to go home.
It was late. They couldn't take a bus.
It was so late they couldn't take a bus.
He was angry. We became frightened.
He was so angry that we became frightened.
She was surprised. She couldn't say a word.
She was so surprised that she couldn't say a word.
It was dark. We lost our way.
It was so dark that we lost our way.
She was lonely. She felt like crying.
She was so lonely that she felt like crying.
He drove fast. He almost ran into us.
He drove so fast that he almost ran into us.
They were tired. They couldn't do the exercises.
They were so tired that they couldn't do the exercises.
I expect you really are tired after all that, so let's get back to our story.
John and Mary were driving to Anthony Fawcett's house. Suddenly, a red sports car drove straight at them. They were almost killed.
It's coming straight at us!
John!
It's coming into us!
No, John! It's coming at us!
Yes.
He
drove his car at us.
Yes. Straight at us.
But why? Why did he do that?
Because we annoyed him.
We annoyed him? You mean he annoyed us?
We annoyed him first. He was following us. Then we stopped.
Yes, yes. We stopped and he passed us.
So he was annoyed?
Because he passed us.
That's right. Because we were hiding. So he drove his car at us. Oh. Were you frightened?
Were you frightened?
Huh. Yes, I was. I was frightened. Let's go home.
Go home?
It's late.
Yes, I know it's late, but...
And it's getting dark.
I know it's getting dark, but...
And cold.
Yes, I know it's getting cold, too. You were frightened, weren't you?
Yes. Let's go home. It's late, it's dark, it's cold, and we're both frightened. Let's go home now.
No, we'll have to go on.
Go on?
Yes. We're going on. There's the house.
Yes, there it is. Anthony Fawcett's house. It's an old house.
It is an old house. It's lonely, too. It's old and it's lonely.
Ooh. Come on.
Come on.
Let's walk to it. We can leave the car here.
All right. Let's walk to it. I'm not afraid of any old house. Come on.
Oh, I'm coming. Look. Look there.
At that car?
Yes. It's a sports car.
A red sports car. John, it's...
What are you doing here?
Oh. Oh. Good evening.
What are you doing?
We were looking at this car.
Why?
But you're holding a gun.
So I am. I'm holding a gun.
Lesson